At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, May 17th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
we think that these narratives may be unhelpful for young people.
Young people underestimate older people's worries about climate change, and it's 50 years since the Dublin and Monaghan bombings. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, teens and those in their 20s underestimate how worried older people are about climate change. The latest ESRI research shows 3 in 4 estimate older generations' concerns to be lower. ESRI Senior Research Officer Dr. Shane Timmins says it's important they correct their belief.
When presented with the data that's collected from multiple studies showing how worried older generations are, this belief gets corrected and they then start to believe that other people are going to play their part to try to mitigate climate change.
A commemoration is being held today to mark the 50th anniversary of the deadliest event in the history of the Troubles. President Higgins, as well as the Taoiseach and Tánaiste, will attend a memorial to honour the 34 people killed in a series of bomb attacks in Dublin and Monaghan on the 17th of May 1974. The 3 explosions in Dublin and 1 in Monaghan saw the greatest loss of life in a single day throughout the conflict. Margaret Irwin of Justice for the Forgotten says the event is important to help victims' families to grieve.
It is very hard for the families when the anniversary comes around, and especially a big one like this one, a very significant one. But at the same time, they feel so much better when they're able to honour their lost loved ones. But commemoration is very important for healing.
Aid agencies claim the newly created US port in Gaza will struggle to distribute aid to the region. A floating pier has been completed off the coast to deliver humanitarian aid to over 1 million Palestinians facing famine. Overland aid convoys have been severely restricted, with the Rafah crossing closed and Kerem Shalom heavily militarized. Chokra's Quiva Dabara questions how aid on the coast will get to the people.
It is far too dangerous for humanitarian agencies to conduct humanitarian missions properly. And the second problem is that at the moment, there is almost no fuel left in Gaza. So those trucks that might be available to transport aid within Gaza will not be able to move for lack of fuel.
An appeal for witnesses is being made over a hit and run in Dublin during the week. An e-scooter driver was injured in a crash in Ballybock on Tuesday. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
The man in his 40s was driving an e-scooter which collided with a car in Ballybock shortly after 11 o'clock on Tuesday night. It happened at the junction of Ballybock Road and Spring Garden Street. The car failed to stay at the scene. The man was taken to the Mater Hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the car has yet to come forward. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who may have witnessed the crash to contact them.
Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico is still in a serious condition in hospital after being shot multiple times. A man in his 70s has been charged with attempted murder in what officials have called a politically motivated attack. Mr. Fico was re-elected last September following calls to end military aid to Ukraine and sanctions on Russia. Sky's Europe correspondent Adam Parsons says the country has a big political divide right now.
The political community here has united in one thing, and that is to condemn this. But that's where the unity ends, because the liberals and those who the allies of Mr. Fico are completely divided in the future of this country.
New research suggests young people who spend a lot of time on social media are more likely to vape and smoke. The study looked at data from more than 10,000 young people between the ages of 10 and 25. It found those that spend more than 7 hours a day online are almost 8 times more likely to smoke and 4 times more likely to vape, Professor Nicholas Hopkins from Imperial College London believes vape companies are marketing their products on TikTok and YouTube.
Social media platforms certainly have the power to control what, you know, young people are being exposed to. They either need to choose to or be forced to act on that.
In entertainment news, US star Billie Eilish has released her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. The 22-year-old, who didn't release any singles in advance, was influenced by themes of love and heartbreak. She planned for it to be listened to chronologically, saying it hits you hard and soft, both lyrically and sonically. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy is four shots off the pace after day one of the US PGA Championship. The world number two carded a 5-under par 66 at Valhalla, with Xander Schauffele leading on 9-under. Shane Lowry is 2-under. While it was a day to forget for Padraig Harrington, he's on 6-over par. Rory McIlroy is happy with his score, but says he knows he can play better.
I sort of felt like it was pretty scrappy for the most part, so I don't really feel like I left many out there. I thought I got a lot out of my game today. You know, some good up and downs, you know, the chip in on six. You know, I had a little bit of a scrappy part around the turn there, but, you know, overall really happy with, not really happy with how I played, but at least happy with the score.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere, visit hyland.com.